That's quite an old house. I'd like to look in it, if you wouldn't mind. Sometime.
Well, yes, if you're around. If you come, I can make arrangements with it.
Okay.
And you can examine it. Of course, it's been worked over many times, you understand, and now it has deteriorated, you know.
Yeah.
We the family, letting her live, she's 89 years old, and we're letting her live out of last few years there. Well,
she may dance at your funeral.
Yeah, you can't tell. Well, these people, my grandfather was one of them, and that took over the politics of the country, you understand? He was a leader in his community. You had leaders in different sections, and they people that dominated, you see, they knew how to read and write. They had some, they had property, they were businessmen. So they really...
Did your grandfather have education?
Well, I wondered about it. He could write both French and English. But he went to no university, and I asked a cousin about that. And she told me some time back that she thought that the education he got was... He went to a school that was run by a free man of color. He was born in 1849, and he lived to be until 1907. Of course, he had more education than the average man. He was a druggist, and he owned a cotton gin. Of course, the gin is gone. It was all in that section.
And he was local?
This was not the only property he owned. He owned sawmills, and you know, they oftentimes they operated in partnerships. You understand?
Yes.
And he owned a mercantile and grocery business, and even a saloon. Of course, in those days it was operated more openly, you know, than it is today. Well, anyhow, within this community, he was one of the leaders. And they more or less dominated the politics of the state from 1877 until 1907. I've run through microfilms, and you can see that pretty clear. But in 1907, the change began. For instance, I'm going to tell you this. In 1904, Blanchard ran for governor of the state. You see, he was a candidate of the machine, what you'd call the machine, and the...
Some people would call the enlightened aristocracy.
Yeah, well, it was a part of the aristocracy of the day, you understand?
Yes.
And when Mr. Blanchard came here, he acted as master of ceremonies, introduced him to those assembled. You see, it was before television and radio and loudspeakers and all of that. In 1904, Blanchard was elected with ease, with not too much opposition. In 1907, boll weevil hit this country. You see that? This was a cotton country.
Yeah.
Cotton was king. That was where they draw their main subsistence from, you understand? A lot of cheap labor, a lot of cotton. In those days, they made with ease, without fertilizer or pesticides or anything of that. They made an acre, a bale of cotton to the acre, and maybe more. It's hard to believe that, but I've had some of the old timers to tell me that.
Mm.
And And 1907, my grandfather died. Now, a man on the island side across from you, Zachary Taylor Henderson, he was also a leader. You understand? He died. Edwin T. Merrick,